Blog Talk Radio.
Before Dr. Reggie and I call him our son. He's one of the youngins, okay? Dr. Reggie's saying amen, amen, amen. So anyway, we're going to have some fun today. What I encourage you to do is to tweet your friends and let them know that we have the best psychic in the United States and probably the UK, around the world, in the house this morning, giving readings and talking about love and relationships and all that good stuff. So you definitely want to have them to tune in if they have a question. So here's the rules of the game. Call in 914-338-0590. If you'd like to have a reading, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. I will identify you by your area code when you are on the air. Please, we call and I put you on the air and then the family is screaming and yelling in the background and we can barely hear you. So try to be in a quiet space, okay? And then also, we would prefer not to give you general readings, okay? If you're calling in, there's something on your mind, so try to narrow it down to one thing that you want to answer for, and probably that will expand into some other things, okay? All righty. Hey, Dr. Reggie.
Hi, Jen.
I didn't know if you were showing up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to start out with an opening prayer, then we'll bring our guest on. And we'll get this party started.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, with each breath that we take, we give you thanks. We thank you for life itself, for thinking about us as an idea in your mind and putting us on earth through the mother vehicle. We thank you for the direction of the Holy Spirit, that we are all intuitive, letting us use our gifts to help others improve the quality of their life. Be with us now and be in the energy of Reginald Lewis, and with everyone listening, give them a powerful answer to any probing question. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Okay. Hey, Reginald, are you there?
Morning, I am.
All right. Good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed. That's all I can say. I'm happy.
You know what? It's just.
Amen.
I know, isn't that fabulous? But listen, you know it's going to be a powerful show when it takes me to almost 30 minutes to connect with Reginald.
But you know, today is a very powerful day, too. This is the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. The energy of the sun god and goddess, energy power of magic. It's a very powerful day.
Mm.
Bring in major blessings.
I know. When you called and asked Reginald to be on the show, he said, I want to do it on the 21st because it's the summer solstice. So we were really glad to get him. So, Reginald, what do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, you know what? I'm open to whatever you want to talk about. I think people is awakening their passion. I don't know, for some reason I feel that that's a big topic lately, a lot of things that clients and just in general is just teaching people how to awaken their passion, learning how to live again, but live with the purpose, you know, live knowing that they have a purpose every second of their life. You know, I think that's really a big thing, especially with this, self-sustained energy. I think it's really about awakening, bringing more light into your life,
Amen.
You know, and knowing that God is working, you know, God is working, you know, the Holy Spirit is moving, and that you're not alone, you know, and that there's opportunity everywhere, you know, no matter where you go, no matter what you're going through, that there's I think that's a message a lot of people need to know right now. They need to be persistent and they need not to give up.
Wow, I think that's so powerful. It's so true, so true. You know, excuse me. I'm sorry. It's early in the morning. What can I say? You know, there was a radio show yesterday morning. A friend of mine was listening to it, and he said that they had done a study and found that about 80% of people in the United States are not happy with their job. 80%. And there were, you know, they were trying to figure out, well, why are people not happy? And, of course, the logical mind is going to say, well, for these people that were into negative energy, they were saying it was because people were lazy and they didn't want to work and, you know, that's why they were unhappy. I think those are the results of being unhappy, but that's not the cause of being unhappy. But I believe that, just like you said, this is a time where the energy on the planet is such that we're bringing heaven on earth. And the intention of our Creator was for us to live in joy and to be happy. So pursuing your passion, it's like everything in the universe is lined up for you to be extremely successful in pursuing
yes.
your passion. What do you think?
I agree. You know, I tell people life is for us. You know, it's not against us. You know, it's really about your perspective, turning your perspective around, you know, your perception. You know, I tell people, you know, God created earth, you know, for us to be abundant, for us to be happy, you know, not for us to suffer, you know. Suffering, I think, really, it's a state of mind, you know, just like everything else is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's a byproduct of what we feel and what we think. You know, but it's about which way do you want to see it?
Okay.
You know, do you want to see yourself as a victim or do you want to see yourself as a victor? You know, do you want to see yourself as someone who's happy or do you see yourself as someone who's not as happy? You have the choice. I always tell my guides and spirit always tell me to tell people that you have a choice. There's always a choice. Choose your happiness.
We are always designing our experiences. We are the creator of our experiences. I love it. We can't. I interviewed Rasha for her new book, and there's a statement in her book where she's asking her guide where she should go, is it time for her to go to India? And they said, well, you know, we can't make that decision for you. You're trying to give us the responsibility. Your life is your responsibility. And if you're in tune, you know, you will know that this is a good time or a bad time. You'll feel it and you'll be aware of it and you won't make that trip at this particular time. But it was so funny because they just said, no, we're not going to tell you what to do. You choose. This is your life. And I recognized in that statement that we have the ability, we truly have the ability to create our experience. We are the master of this lifetime. No one else. And a lot of times when we think of God outside of us, we're waiting for this magical thing to happen, but it all, you know, you are the embryo, the thought of your creation. So you're the one that has to change it right now if you want to change your life. You're the one that has to say, I want to have a different experience. So the queue is filling up. Let's go ahead and take our first caller. This is Helena. Good morning, Helena. Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm in New Jersey. Happy solstice.
Happy solstice. You have a question for Ms. Lewis this morning?
I do. Last week, Dr. Reggie mentioned there's a gentleman that I care for very much about lighting a blue candle to Archangel Michael, and I did light that candle, and I actually lit another one yesterday, and I was just wondering if he picked up anything, and for Dr. Reginald, if there's any message for me, anything that I should know, I'd be really grateful and open to hear it.
The first thing I picked up with you, I kind of knew you was going to ask about a male. How did I know? I don't know, but I know it. The first thing I kept hearing when I was hearing your voice is let love in. Let love in. That's exactly the words that I heard, those three words, meaning that I felt like you've been guarded. I feel like you've been kind of stubborn, that you've been kind of sort of second-guessing yourself a lot, you know, about the situation. And whether, you know, this person even likes you or care about you. And I feel like, yes, this person is there. This person is willing to open up to you. There, you know, something can be created between the both of you, but I feel that you have to be open. You cannot second guess yourself. You have to declare what you want. Because the thing you have to realize is that we're all intricately connected. Okay, as spiritual beings, you know, as a part of this universe, we all are connected. So if you like someone, whether you believe it or not, we're all intuitive, okay? We're all psychic. And if you like someone and you're second-guessing yourself, guess what? That person, because you're so focused on that person, you have a connection with that individual, subconsciously or consciously, that person is going to pick up on your doubt, whether you believe it or not, whether you're aware of it or not. Okay, so when you're feeling kind of closed off or you have a wall, guess what? That person is going to feel a little bit off. You know, and they're gonna know why they're filling up, and they're filling up because you're second guessing. So I'm hearing, you know, allow yourself to open up. Don't be so closed off. You're safe. You're in a safe place. Okay.
Yeah.
Do that make sense?
Well, it does, but yeah, I guess the way I've been viewing it is that he hasn't let me in, and that he's close to me. Having said that, I do doubt myself, and then when I feel he doesn't let me in, then I sort of back off, and I'm unsure.
Yeah, well, I totally understand that. I just had a conversation with a client, probably 2 days, a situation just like this, and same exact situation where she liked this guy, and she said, you know, well, I don't feel like, I said, open up. I said, just open up. Be honest. Honor your emotions, and be open. And speak what you feel. So she had a conversation, and the guy asked her, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? And she said, you know what? This is my opportunity to tell him. And I told him, you know, I want to be with you. I want you to, you know, I want you to open up, but I'm guarded. And he said, you know why I'm guarded? Because you're guarded.
Wow.
He opened up at that moment. And he opened up at that moment, completely opened up to her, and they became closer. And that's exactly what I'm saying to you. You don't realize that. You know, because you're being guarded, he's being guarded. He's reflecting your energy. Life is a reflection of what we feel and what we think, because that's how powerful our thoughts and feelings are. So be aware of what you're feeling and what you're thinking, and be clear what you want. Do not second guess yourself. If you love this person, if you care about this person, then be open and be receptive to receiving their love, okay?
Yeah.
And they will be open to receiving your love.
Wow,
sounds
that's
like you go for it, Helena.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. You know what? I don't think we have time to waste. In terms of relationships, we just need to just know that if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So why not just say, "Hey, I like you, and I want us to to, you know, be together. What's going on? Just move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, Soroya, area code 347, you're on the air.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's your name again?
Soroya.
Soroya. Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm kind of like your opening message this morning. I've been going through some things, and I know I have come to the end of it, but being that I have been down for so long, you know, it's like I'm in confliction with a job that I would like to pursue because I haven't been working for the past 4 years since I graduated out of college. And with whatever, I don't even know what kind of spiritual work I want to do or what I'm destined to do or called to do. But as this book that I had read before, you know, do what you love and have the money follow you as opposed to you trying to follow the dollar. So I just want to know, like, where would you see me, you know, being of a service to others as far as monetary and also spiritually? Me being connected with others, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. The first thing I'm picking up with you is I see the color silver around you. So this let me know you're very intuitive yourself. You're very open. I feel like, you know, you have some gifts, a gift of hearing. And I feel for some reason, I feel that Spirit's telling me that you need to connect with Spirit by listening more, learning to listen, fine-tune your listening. When I say listening, I'm not just talking about external listening, physical listening. I'm talking about listening within yourself, spiritual listening, okay? I feel that you're being guided. For some reason, I keep hearing you speaking. So you say speak, like inspirational speaking of some sort. It feels like teaching of some sort. I keep picking up something about the family unit, something dealing about youth, something dealing about family, the family unit. I'm hearing that maybe you should possibly focus in that area. Have you ever worked with youth before?
No, but ever since I was 19, all these children have been born in my space. So I've been, you know...
Yeah.
Somewhat of a caregiver, not only to my own children, but also many other children's. Like, I know 23 children born from 96 to 2006 that I have helped and, you know, been a part of and nurtured.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the feeling. That's the energy that I'm getting is the family, working with the youth, because you are the nurturer. You know, you are the nurturer and the nourisher, and you are that mother figure that I see. You know, you want to help everyone. You want to give love. You know, you want to help people to grow, knowing that, you know, that they're being loved unconditionally, that they're being supported. And I think a lot of younger people, no matter what the age is, I mean, as from a young adult to a baby, you know, and in between, I feel that they feel open. They feel like they can open up to you. They feel a warmth. You know, they feel this comfort factor from you that they may not be able to receive from anyone else. And that's what I'm hearing is that you need to start thinking about doing something, whether you're working at a camp, part-time at a camp or something, whether you're working at a youth ministry, whether it's something like Big Brothers, Big Sister, something, a program or something where you're able to speak or work one-on-one with youth. I feel like you really have a gift in an area, and so I think you need to start to research and just pursue it and see how that feels to you. But I feel like for some reason you will sort of find your bliss in that area.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. God bless.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
All right. Well, area code 617, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm well. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi. My question is in regards to my spirituality. I would say probably for the past maybe 5 years, things have just been truly dragging and truly dragging and not moving forward. It seems like I'll take, you know, 3 steps forward and 10 steps back. And my question is, how do I release, I mean, really release the past and just truly cleanse myself? Because I really feel that something is just not allowing me to move forward.
Okay. You just said something key, and I felt like you sort of answered your own question, asking your question, that I just picked up. And you said, releasing the past was one of the key things that I heard from you, and that's one of the things I was picking up for you. It's about releasing the past. You still hold on to things. As much as you try to let go, you still hold on to a lot of things.
Yeah.
I can feel a heaviness on your heart. You know, when I'm feeling your energy, there's a heaviness on your heart, okay? And so this deals with, you know, with relationships. You know, when I say relationships, mm-hmm. this is in general, family, friends, mm-hmm. lovers.
Yeah.
I think your thing is that I feel like you've been hurt.
Yes.
I feel like you've been hurt. I feel like you've given, and I feel like you feel like you've been taken advantage of,
mm-hmm.
and that you feel like that life is not able to reciprocate what you're putting out there, that you're putting out there a lot of energy, and you're not getting it back, and you try to wonder why. And I think one of the reasons is because Spirit said you're not allowing yourself to give to yourself, okay?
Yes.
It's great to give to other people. That's perfectly fine.
Amen.
You know, because mm-hmm. that's what life is about. It's about helping one another. But the thing is that you have to realize that you have to take care of yourself as well. You have to give to yourself as well. It's great to love everyone else, you know, mm-hmm. but what about loving yourself?
Exactly.
It's no good trying to love everyone else if you're not loving yourself. It's no good to give everyone, you know, anything and help them. If you're not helping yourself, you have to apply what you're trying to apply outside of yourself
Amen.
To yourself internally.
Amen.
You know, and that's what
Amen.
I think Spirit is telling me, to allow yourself, give yourself permission to be open, to receive from yourself and the universe. You can't receive from the universe if you're not opening yourself to receive from yourself. Okay, do that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And I feel like that's the main thing. Don't forget about you. You're focusing on everything else around yourself except for you. It starts with you.
But when you say opening to the universe, to me, it's like it's foreign to me because I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
When you say open, does it mean that it's like I don't understand that.
Okay. Well, when I'm talking about opening up to the universe, I'm just saying being open means having the mindset to say, you know, surrendering. You know, so it's like you don't have to say God or Great Spirit, what you call the higher divine supreme being,
mm-hmm.
is that you have to say, I'm open to receiving whatever your blessing is, whatever your will is for me. I surrender to your will because I said that there's two wills that exist in this world. There's our will and then there's God's will. There's
mm-hmm.
men's will and then there's God's will. And you have to be open to God's will because God's will is the ultimate plan for you, where you're meant to be, where you're meant to go. Okay, a lot of times we fight that, though, because we get in our own way, you know, because usually our blessings is right there in front of us, but we don't see it because we're so caught up in our own stuff. We're so caught up in the ego, you know, and all these things we make up in our head and all these distractions when the answer is right in front of us. The answer is we always have the answer, but it's about, you know, how open and how clear are you to seeing in receiving the answer. It's almost like a student and a teacher. You know, the teacher can teach the student everything, you know, but it's the student willing to be open and to listen and to truly absorb everything that their teacher is presenting to them.
That's true. Very true.
And the universe is always giving to us. The universe is always giving to us. There's always a flow of abundance. There's always a flow of prosperity. But the thing is, do you realize that you're deserving of that abundance, that you're deserving of that prosperity? When you come to that realization, that's when that door opens.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a
what
blessed
is your
day.
Name?
This is Annette.
What's your name? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. What is your name?
It's Annette.
Annette.
Yes.
You know, when he's talking about opening up to the universe and God's will for you, one of the things that we teach here on Circles of Prosperity, and we're here Monday through Friday, but we teach Monday through Thursday. Friday is our play day. it is. We're currently in a study. We just completed a study of Christ consciousness. And, you know, when we use the term God and we say God's will, we're looking at things that are outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
In this study of Christ consciousness, we really were moving into the consciousness, into the awareness that God is inside of us, not outside of us.
Yeah.
And so in actuality, there's a scripture that I've asked everyone to contemplate, and that scripture says, be still and know that I am
God.
Right? And, you know, so there's a period where we, when we're younger, and younger even on the spiritual path, I'm not talking about age, but I'm talking about understanding of our spiritual connection with our Creator. When we hear that scripture, we think of that being a God that's outside of us, that's making decisions for us. But God empowered us. We are made in its likeness. I don't say he or she. Its likeness, okay? Its image, which means we have the characteristics of the Creator. You have God DNA. So where is your power to create? And then we look at how God created, and it starts in mind. He decided, I'm lonely. It decided it wanted to, it was lonely. That's how the story goes in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
And he decided to create man, right? But it's a thought, and he spoke it into existence. He spoke the planet into existence. So the tools that we have for our creation ability are our thoughts and our words. So now I ask you, everything that has transpired in your life that has hurt you, can you think back on your thoughts, the precursor to what you experienced? And those thoughts could have been fearful, doubtful thoughts. And then you have to stop and say, what are you thinking about yourself? Because even now you're holding on to the things that have happened in the past, and you're licking your wounds and saying, oh, poor me, right? You're feeling very much a victim of everything that has happened. When Reginald is saying to you, you need to open up, the nature of God is love. So the first thing that you have to do is to release all of those negative thoughts, all of those self-pity thoughts, because you're creating your experience from those thoughts, and you're going to attract more people to come in and hurt you and disappoint you because you feel that you're not worthy of the best.
Yes.
But if you are God, the most powerful energy in the universe, and you're living in your Christ consciousness, tell me, how can God and Christ consciousness lose this battle that you're having?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And I guess
I have one more message before you go really quick. And
sure.
I just kept hearing it, Cynthia, when you were speaking. And I kept hearing, before you go to sleep every night, I want you to pray. You know, I don't know how you pray, but just pray for divine wisdom. Pray for divine wisdom. Because divine wisdom, you need to know that divine wisdom is available to you. And for the next 7 days, before you go to sleep, ask your higher self, your soul self, your spiritual self, that stuff that's connected to Christ, to God, the high, you know, to the universal intelligence, and say, divine intelligence, God, please connect me to my higher self, okay, so that I can receive the wisdom and the guidance that can bring me to joy, love, and abundance. So ask and pray for divine wisdom, and I feel like that's what you need. That's what you will receive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because last night, in a long time, I actually opened up the Bible and started reading it, and I haven't done that in a long time, in a very long time. And Cynthia, you're absolutely right. You know, it's just moving on. It's just moving on from the past. It's over. It's done. It doesn't define me. For some reason, in my head, it defined me as to who I am. I'm looking outside and saying, okay, they're treating me this way, so that must be how I am.
No, no, no. And so now your task is to really move into who you really are.
Yes.
Please
amen.
Go back and listen to our archives on Christ consciousness. You need to hear that.
Okay.
There are three parts to the lesson.
Okay.
And you'll be able to release it. The other thing is to move into forgiveness. Not only forgiveness of those who have hurt you, but more importantly, forgiveness for you in terms of how you're thinking now.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you both so very, very much. I really needed to hear this. Really needed to hear it.
You're welcome.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Many,
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless, Annette.
Well, you know, I tell you, this lesson that we just finished the series, even though I was aware of the power that God has given us, it just took me to a deeper understanding of how we are so empowered and how we give away our personal power. Because we really don't know who we are and the power that we have. We can teach law of attraction all day long, but when you move into living in your higher self, in your Christ consciousness, moment by moment, the law of attraction is putty in your hands. It really is. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 973. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
I am excellent. I thank God for you guys. I'm walking into my day empowered all right now. Thank you.
That's right. That's what we're talking about. You're walking in that Christ consciousness. Amen. You have a question for Resolution?
Yes, I would like to know what you get from my boyfriend, Michael, in our relationship. Go ahead, Thomas.
Okay.
You get so excited. Slow down a little bit.
What's your first name?
Tina.
Okay, Tina.
Open it up.
Okay, let's see what I'm picking up. So the first media thing that I pick up with you is I do see things improving. You know, I feel like there has been a little bit of a distance, you know, and the energy between the both of you. You know, I do pick up that there's a little bit of a distance there. But I feel like you two are going to connect. I just feel like you guys are just focused and just busy. I don't know why I keep feeling career-wise. I feel like that's involved. So I don't know if it's him or you, but I know that there's a focus, need to focus on work and the financial situation, you know, because I feel like that's been a little bit of a worry for some reason. It may be with the both of you, but I feel like both of you are just trying to find that place of stability and being grounded, you know, within your finances. And I feel that you will. And it's just been a work in progress. It's been a, you know, sort of up and down sort of ride, a slope. And I'm hearing that financial change is coming for the both of you, and I feel like it's for the better. And I feel that you will be, I don't know why I keep getting this, but I keep hearing to tell you that you will be receiving a new opportunity, that if you're searching, that you're looking, that you will be receiving a new opportunity. And I keep picking up starting in August, going to October. Okay, so I see blessings coming there and doors opening up as far as opportunity-wise. Okay, but I really think that's really been the main thing, is that, you know, you guys have been really just trying to find your place and just find a place of centeredness and groundedness in your relationship, you know, material-wise, because I feel like everything else is there. It's just the financial aspect, the physical aspect.
That's true. Okay. Thank you. Yes, that's true. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Thanks, Tina.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Gentle.
Okay, we're going to our next call.
Hi. Hi.
How are you this morning?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you. How are you? How are you guys?
Good.
Sorry,
doing great.
We can't hear you too well.
Oh, okay. I think it's better now, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. My question is related. Well, I feel very, I've been listening, so I really like all the answers and the people that are calling in, very sincere. In terms of, for me, I feel a little bit funny about my situation. I was wondering what you guys see for me in terms of where I'm headed, or not where I'm headed, but just in terms of the now, what's happening for me.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm picking up, you know, I have an ability when I'm connecting people, when I hear a person's voice, it's like I step in their shoes and it's like I become them, and I can almost feel your emotional state and what you're going through right now. And the feeling I felt for you is I'm feeling down. I just felt that's the feeling I got. Step in your shoes is I'm feeling down right now. I feel like I need to be uplifted. I need to know that things are going to be okay, because you feel like you're in a transitioning period right now. And in this transitioning period, you sort of feel like you're in limbo. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm hearing that everything is going to be okay. One of the things I do pick up is I feel like I keep picking up something about a move. A move will be coming to you, like a physical, like either relocation or, you know, looking at your place currently. So have you been looking for a new place, or have you been making a transition within your physical home where you're presently at right now?
No, I'm looking for just to become more financially independent and finding ways for that. But I'm trying to just stay where I'm at right now.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing change. I'm literally seeing a physical movement for you. Not at the present moment, so don't think it's coming up now, you know, obviously because you're not ready for it. But I'm hearing, and what, this is June, July, August, September, I feel like coming to up to September, towards the end of this year, that you will be ready for something like that, okay, and it will be coming up. But as far as your financial situation, I am hearing that, you know, I feel like you just need to sort of look in a different area. You know, you just need to keep looking in a different area of work. I don't know what kind of area of work that you're doing right now, but I feel like you need to look in a different area of work, looking sort of outside of what you're doing right now. Have you been sort of trying to step outside of the box, like thinking about a different career path or different?
Yeah, more different creative, using other skills that I have to possibly make money, but the other skills are all very creative, so it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow, you know? It's all, like, creativity doesn't really pay a lot in this world, or it depends how you use it, obviously.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Creativity. Oh, my God. Look, in the movie industry, do you realize how many millions of dollars they make? And that's all, that's a whole creative industry. So don't have that listening thought.
Yeah, I just feel like, okay, if I do my writing, you know, that's not going to produce a lot of money, and I need...
Well, of course, if you're thinking that way, that's exactly what you're going to experience.
Yeah, exactly.
What you just said right now is creating your life.
Yeah, you come to accept that false belief.
I don't want to struggle anymore. I'm done with struggling, really. I mean, I'm done with struggling. I'm ready for a bit more success, and I don't want to struggle. I feel like it's the road is long and I don't see much light, you know, and it's kind of like, when is this all going to move, I guess. So that's how I kind of, where I'm at right now, and I'm not trying to stay where here, but, you know.
Okay. One of the things I want to say, I want to interrupt really quick, is that you have very conflicting beliefs. I really want you to look at your beliefs right now and where you're at and what you're feeling and what you want to do, what you want to attain in life, your desire, your dream. You have a very conflicting belief, like you just said, is that you're very creative. You know, as you have a gift, you have a talent. You're very creative in many ways. But your belief is that you've accepted is that my creativity has no worthiness. It has no value in society, that I cannot succeed, I cannot be abundant, I cannot be prosperous, I cannot be happy pursuing my passion. You just understand what that's what you're actually saying. So how do you expect to make any kind of movement or any step forward when you're conflicting yourself? It's like you're fighting yourself, you know? It's like looking in the mirror and you see that reflection, but not accepting, you know, what you see. You have the choice to see, I am a beautiful person. Or you can say, you know, I'm an ugly person. I'm not that good looking. You know, you can feel all these things. But, you know, you have to, like you said earlier, you choose your happiness. Life is a reflection of what you're feeling. But think about that. Your belief systems are conflicting right now. And you're basically setting yourself up for failure because you're saying that you want to pursue your creative passions, but yet you believe that your creative passions have no value at all in this society. So it's like you've already set yourself up for failure already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's been
my experience so far, and it's just like I don't want it more. No more of this, please. It's horrible. It's really horrible. Like this job that I have right now, my boss is underpaying me. Every time I ask for more money in a nice way, it's very difficult for her to even give me a penny. So I have to be there right now because I just have to be there right now for different reasons. So,
Well, I have a question for you really quick.
Yeah.
Okay. You said your boss is underpaying you.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you feel like you have to be there. So one of the questions I'll ask yourself is, why do you feel like you have to be there? Is your boss holding a gun against your head?
No,
are you
I have to be there because I don't want to be in limbo and at home looking for another thing to do, another job. I just don't have that. So I'm happy where I am right now, even though she's paying me very little. I'm happy where I am right now. You know, there's a difference. So there's just something.
That's the part I missed. You didn't say that.
Okay,
yeah, that's the part I missed. You didn't say that. You didn't say you were happy. You were making it sound like you were miserable.
No. I'm totally
in your
not
job.
Miserable at all. At all, I'm not. No, that's 100% not true. I feel very, very happy to be there because it's what I love to do. But then, like I just said, like my creativity and how it's valued in the world, you know, she's appreciative and she sees all the beautiful things that are happening and changing. But in terms of value and how much it's worth, you know, it's better to take advantage than give value to that. And yes, of course, I can find another job and I am looking for other options, obviously. But, you know, I feel like, oh, God, I need to have some sort of guidance in this. I don't want to do it alone. I don't want to do it alone anymore. You know, like this job, I found it through guidance and it was boom, I got it. I didn't have to struggle at all. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that specific guidance. And right now I'm not feeling or being called to do anything other than what I'm doing right now in this position. This is what I've been. Every time I meditate, this comes up. So I just...
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
I want to make sure you don't keep going in circles because I'm a person, I don't like going in circles. And I don't like other people going in circles. I feel like that's what you keep doing with yourself. You keep putting yourself in this circle this loop, you know, it's like a broken record, you know, and I feel like, you know, you keep saying, you know, I want to get that guidance, I want to get the guidance. Well, you're getting the guidance. You're getting the guidance. The thing is, you have to realize that there's a season for everything, okay? And so, like you just said it, you know, well, I keep looking, you know, but I feel like what keeps coming up is where I am right now. So guess what the message is? You are where you need to be right now. Accept that. And that when change is ready for you, it will come. You will know when that time is to make that change.
It's not my will, but God's will. And my will is, I need to make money. I need to do this. And I need to do that. And God's will is just be here. Just do this. It's okay. We're taking care of you. You're fine. But, of course, there has to be – my ego has to – make it bad, you know, because that's what my ego is used to, destroying things, or not destroying things, but just like finding things. And I'm struggling with this right now. My will versus God's will, you know what I mean? And I think I called in just to, you know, get that clarified for myself. Not God, not my will, but God's will, okay? Just do it.
And one of the things I want you to do is, I feel like I keep hearing this for you, and I think this is very important, will help you along the process, is count your blessings. Count your blessings. I feel that's very important for you at this moment in your life. But know that when change is – it's time for you to change. Change will present itself, but you're getting the answer. You are where you need to be right now. You're happy. You may not be not making that much, but you're happy. But when it's time to grow and for an opportunity to come, it will present itself, and you will be able to move forward. And you will know when the next step is.
Yes, I have to trust that.
All your answers are there.
Yes, and that it's going to be okay. You know, like you said earlier, like I have to trust that I'm going to be okay, that this is not going to be everything for the rest of my life. You know, and I think so. Thank you for the confirmation. I really like it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And, you know, even being still, the universe is waiting for her to have clarity about what she desires. That's all that's happening at this point. It's waiting for her to have clarity about what she desires. And all of her energy is going into how miserable she is at this point. But she just needs to get clarity on what it is that she does want. Okay, let's move on. Area code 626, you're on the air.
Yes, greetings. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing? I know this voice. I recognize it.
Thank you.
How
are
you doing?
Yes, I'm doing well. Oh, well, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Here's my I still have that lingering legal issue. The judge ruled in my favor on against the opposing party. I'd like to see what you can pick up about the opposing party and my attorney, Mark. What's going on?
Okay. Well, you know, I know this is something you've been going through for a long time, but I always say this, and I always feel it has not changed since the first time I talked to you, is that God is in your favor in this situation. You know, that it will always be in your favor. It has been in your favor from the beginning, and it's your favor now, and it will be in your favor, you know, in the upcoming events. But I really do feel right now that what you're truly desiring and wanting is manifesting, okay? And that I feel that, I don't know why I keep getting this feeling, but I keep hearing that there's going to be some kind of form of reward, something being returned to you, okay? So I feel that as if you've been targeted in a situation, okay? You've been targeted, okay, from the opposing party, okay? And it feels like it has reversed against the party, the opposing party, whatever has been targeted towards you, okay? And it feels like some kind of like reprimand for some reason. And I keep hearing that, I don't know why I keep getting this feeling, but I feel that there will be some kind of document, financial document or document regarding finances or a financial situation that either you guys, I keep hearing something about request, the word request. So I don't know if you guys requested something or something has been requested, but I feel like whatever you have requested has been accepted and that you will be receiving it, okay, from the opposing party, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And so these are the impressions that I'm getting, and I feel like you're at the end of this. It's like you're at the end, and you're almost ready for a new beginning for this situation, especially when September hits, okay?
Oh, okay. Wow, that's not very far away.
Nope, it's not.
Okay, and the opposing party, their feelings and thoughts about this incident, yeah, or the court?
Well, you know what? The thing is I have to tell you this. Yeah, I'm a very straightforward person, sometimes blunt, but I feel like it doesn't matter what the opposing party feels. Okay, that's the wrong focus. Okay, that's giving away your power, whether you realize it or not. And that, what you just said, you're kind of giving your power because you're trying to figure out what are they feeling, you know, because you think it's going to make a difference in your situation, what you want. All that's mattered is what are you feeling right now? Focus on that. Put your energy, you know, invest your energy in yourself, not into what they're feeling, because it doesn't matter what they feel, because what if they're feeling, all that I feel is negativity. So you don't want to invest your energy into negativity, into the energy of the opposing party, you know, because you're giving them power and you're taking away your power and giving them your power. So I'm saying, what are they feeling? What does it matter what they feel? Because if they're feeling negativity, okay, how's that helping you, knowing that they're feeling negative? So I feel like that is, regardless of the situation, that's not important. That's really a irrelevant situation. Focus on what are you feeling? What are you wanting? Like I said, right now, what you're manifesting and you're creating, okay, and that you're receiving what you're desiring. So keep investing energy into that. You understand that?
Amazing. Yes, amazing. Amazing. It makes a lot of sense. It really does. It just I couldn't believe how certain people could be a certain way. And, wow. Reginald, you hit it right on the head. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You really hit it. Geez.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Area code 585, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, what is your name? Hello,
Hi, can you hear me? Yes,
Annette?
You hear me?
Yes. You have a question for Reginald this morning? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, do you have a question for Reginald Lewis this morning?
Hi, my name is Maggie. Can you hear me?
Yes, Maggie.
Yes.
Great. I just wanted to call and first say, Cynthia, I have been listening to your program all week, and it's been such a blessing. And I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to share this so important message to us. And also, the gentleman, you said his name is Reginald Lewis?
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay, and I also, you are so welcome. And also, I wanted to say, Reginald, your spirit and your message that you're sharing to us this morning has really touched me, and I thank you so much for the depth of your work. And don't have a question. You are so welcome. I really don't have a question this morning. I just wanted to call in to share that.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, Gina, even though you have a question, as soon as you were speaking, I really felt that spirit is inspiring you. So allow yourself to keep allowing spirit to inspire you and for you to absorb. Yes. I think right now, I think you're very sensitive. You're a very sensitive person. And I feel like you have a very strong faith, and your faith is just continuing to be strengthened, you know, day by day, second by second. You're becoming grounded, you know. You're starting to really learn how to sort of allow spirit to work in your everyday life and to awaken your creativity, to awaken your own passion. And I feel like your vision is improving. So I feel like right now, I don't know what I said, but I feel like you're a visionary, and I keep hearing, allow yourself to continue to be inspired, to sort of see the good in all things, in all people, in all situations. I feel that right now you need to just sort of simmer in that energy. Simmer in that energy. Allow yourself to just absorb it and nourish it. You're sort of like this plant that's already bloomed so much, and you just keep continuing to bloom, and you're so vibrant. You have this healing energy inside of you, and I feel that you're a healer. So continue and allow God to move through you and allow yourself to be a channel of healing.
Thank you.
You have a lot of angels around you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last sentence.
I said you have a lot of angels around you.
Yes, I do. And you're one, and Cynthia and Dr. Reggie is one as well. And thank you so much, and I hope you guys have a blessed weekend.
Oh, thank you,
you too.
Thank you. We really appreciate
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love her voice. It's just like an angel speaking, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really sweet. Okay, let's go to another caller. Area code 310 from California. How are you?
Is that me?
Yes, I think that's you.
That is
surprise.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Hello.
You
I'm glad I woke
up.
Yes, I do. I really do. Good morning, Reginald.
Okay.
Good morning,
Pam. Good morning. I just started a really interesting job. I listened to a previous caller where she was kind of like creating her own reality in a job where she said she didn't want to be there, but she was happy she was there because she was supposed to be there. But she wanted more money. And, you know, I had been unemployed for like, I won't even say unemployed. I'll just say I've been taking a really well-deserved rest. For 3 years, and this new job kind of presented itself, and I took it. The question I have is, I really do like the energy at this new place. I'm only working for two. I'm a legal secretary, so working for two attorneys. I guess I want to know, if this is the spot for a permanent position, or should I just stay there temporary? You know, I really like being there, and it's part-time.
Okay. Immediately I get this feeling is that you're gonna stay there. I really do feel, I feel permanent. Immediately when you were speaking, I felt permanent. So even though it's part-time, I feel full-time, that the opportunity will be presented for you for full-time, because I feel that, you know, the interesting thing I heard Spirit say in the beginning, since I heard you speak, was take action, and that you are taking action right now, that you are definitely taking action. And with you taking action, you sort of create a domino effect in your life. You've taken that first step. Now it's like, allow Spirit to take the rest of the steps for you and for you just to sort of follow behind, you know, follow that guidance. So I feel like, you know, you're in a great position right now. A great opportunity was presented to you, and I feel like you can just grow. All you can do is grow from this point on. I really do have the feeling that you are being supported and that you will be supported more as time passes in this position, and know that you're really wanted there. I really feel a feeling of you being wanted there and your work being appreciated.
Ooh. Wow. That's amazing. Because that, you know,
yes.
Cynthia and Dr. Reggie know that that's what I've been praying for, you know, because legal industry, it can be tough sometimes. You get some difficult people to work with. And the time that I had off was exactly what Cynthia had mentioned to one of the previous callers, that, you know, when you start creating what you want or by what you say and what you feel, you know, that's exactly what you're going to get. So that is something that I did focus on a lot when I was at home with my son. And you're absolutely correct. It's a good feeling, and the people do feel very appreciative that I'm there, which is something that I did desire.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, you know, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Could I ask one more quick question? And I haven't asked this in years. I've never asked mm-hmm. about a possible mate or companion. Do you see anything that way coming? Because I've done a lot of work
okay.
releasing and letting go of a lot of old things. And I don't know if I'm ready yet, but I feel like I'm heading that way.
Yeah. Well, the thing is I feel like you are, like you just said, you're not quite ready, but you are. But you're not quite there. You're almost there, but not quite there yet. I feel like first the focus is, you're telling me, is where you're at right now. So with this whole positioning with your job, you know, sort of making so you find your foundation there. I feel like that's really the focus there, is that, you know, right from now until the end of the month, I mean, to the end of the year going to 2014, you're building your foundation, you know, within this job, you know, the whole career finance situation, improving that, you know, finding stability. You know, finding stability. Mm-hmm. And it feels that the relationship will follow after you find your stability, okay, that mm-hmm. you have that firmness in where you're at in your present position. So it feels like New Year 2014, going to sort of, I feel almost summertime. So maybe around this time of next year, maybe a little bit earlier, like April, May time, I feel that that door will open up for you and that someone will be pursuing you. And I feel like you're going to really like this person.
Hot dog. Oh, my goodness. I'm ready for that. But I hear you. I guess that's pretty much what I'm feeling, too. First things first. That's what I heard in my head. First things first.
Exactly. Mm. Yep.
The time. Thank you so very much. I love you guys so very much. I haven't met you personally yet, Reginald, but I'm sure I will in the future. I love you, Cynthia. I love you, Dr. Reggie. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Okay,
I will.
All right. Wow. I'm excited for her, for a man to come in her life. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, I have a person that's in the chat room, Jules, and the question is, says, I would like to receive guidance around moving back out into the world and finding my direction. I'm wondering if I should get training or just look for a job.
Okay, so she want to know, should she get training or just look for a job? Okay, so let's see what the first thing I'm picking up with there. So the first thing I am picking up immediately is I feel like training. I feel like I'm hearing she needs to invest in self-improvement, so skills. That means work skills, wherever she feels that she's lacking at the present moment. Work on your weakness. That's the message that I'm getting. Work on your weakness. What areas do you feel like you're weak at? You know, do you feel like possibly maybe you want to go for a typist position or clerical position, but maybe your weakness is that you're not a great type, you know, typist, and you're kind of slow. So improve. Take some classes. You know, they have a lot of free classes for those kind of things. Improve upon that weakness and make it a strength. Okay, so that's the first message that I keep hearing. Also, I know I keep hearing this, but I feel that there is another opportunity right now as we speak that may have been presented. So I don't know if you've received a call or anything like that, but I feel that if not, you will be receiving a call very soon within this month toward, you know, right at the end of the month. And that I feel like it's a good position. It's a good starting out position. So I feel like take that first step. It may not be what you want exactly, but you have to start somewhere. you know, you have to start somewhere, okay? So it feels like don't be afraid to sort of take that first step to sort of get the experience, you know? So it's like, you know, invest in yourself, improve upon your weakness, and get some experience. I feel like you need a little bit more experience. So it's like, don't be afraid to start out, you know, maybe you're not getting paid that much, but get some experience. Start out with something so that that can help to build you up to the next level to where you want to be.
Okay. So, Jewel, does that resonate with you? And so they say yes. Thank you so much. We're going to go to another caller right now. And I want to remind our audience, if you'd like to have a reading with Reginald Lewis this morning, you can call 914-338-0590 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. So, Reginald, can you share with people how to reach out to you if they'd like to get a private session with you?
Yes, you can call me at my personal phone, my home phone, which is 330-460-5317. If I don't answer, I'm busy a lot, especially these days. Yeah, I'm usually moving around a lot. So if I don't pick up, just leave a message. I'm really good at getting back to people. Or you can email me at Reginald, that's R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, at ReginaldLewisReadings.com. That's my email. So you can call me at 330-460-5317 or email me at Reginald@ReginaldLewisReadings.com.
Right, and your website is ReginaldLewisReadings.com. So
yes.
You can check him out on the web. You can Google him. That'll be awesome. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Area code 301, you're on the air.
I am Cynthia, and greetings to you. Greetings to Dr. Reggie. And, of course, it is good to hear Reginald Lewis back on the air with him. Well, I'm sure he's always listening, but it's good to hear your voice and what you're doing, Reginald. How you doing? This is Anthony.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Reginald. I think the last time I had a reading, it might have been several months ago. But what do you see now? There's two fronts that I'm interested in knowing about. One is in the business world. I've just taken on something, and I've gotten three confirmations, which is normally something that takes place for me when I'm taking on something. Three very strong confirmation, and I feel strong about it. It's something that I like doing. I mean, it's something that I can do, and I'm going to enjoy doing. And it's pertaining to the limousine business. What do you see in that?
Okay. Say your first name for me one more time.
Anthony. Anthony Artis.
Okay, Anthony. Okay. Okay, awesome. The first thing I'm immediately seeing is I feel like this is a great opportunity. I feel like this is a good opportunity. I don't know why I'm here still hearing that, you know, this opportunity is still sort of still in the works, meaning that it may still sort of be developing. Do you understand that it's still in the development, but it's growing. It is growing. It seems like it's an upward growth, okay, with this business. Okay, so that's the really good thing that I see, that there's a lot of potential ahead for this business. Okay, that you're going in, this, you know, the particular opportunity that you're reaching towards. So I see a lot of growth. I see it growing. It feels like for some reason that you have the ability to sort of have a say-so. So I feel you having the ability to have some kind of say-so and
I do.
Investing in this business. Investing. It's like an investment. That's what I feel like you're doing. It's like you're investing in this business.
Yes. Yes.
You know, as a form of self-investment, investing in the business. And so I feel that your investment will grow. It really does feel like that. It feels like a partnership of sorts, almost to the point. That's why I feel like a partnership that's
it
going
does.
On.
It is.
Okay, good. Good. And so
that's
I feel
good.
That
that's
you're
good.
Sort of kind of, yeah. I feel like you found your place. I feel positive change. I feel positive growth. I'm just hearing just move forth with it. you know, be cautious. You know, of course, when I say be cautious, that means just sort of be aware, be observant. You know, what can I say? I really feel like you're heading in the right direction that you will gain from the situation. You won't lose, but you will definitely gain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. Because everything you said, you just confirmed what it is. It's an opportunity for me to grow. The company itself is not growing because they don't have proper things in place. One of the things is promotion. That's where I come in because I'm very good at promoting. And I do have say-so because it's someone that's very, very close, like family member. So that's great. And my second thing is I don't have anyone significant in my life at this time. But the last few months, I've decided to take a different approach on that. And what I've decided to do within myself is not approach approach it by wanting to be having someone significant in my life, but having a significant friend, someone who could potentially become my significant other, but looking at them as a friend, and that's how I stated it. And there is someone who I see that way, and it's interesting because it seemed like the moment I set out to be that friend, it has a lot of potential for others, but I'm still sticking to the friendship with this person. So what do you see in that?
I'm so happy that you're saying what you're saying because I really feel that you've grown so much. You know, I'm seriously saying you've grown so much, and this you taking this approach has really shown your maturity or your evolution, okay? You've learned to sort of take the path of least resistance, okay? I feel like before you were the kind of person just to sort of jump in the water, you know, just jump in there and not quite sort of just sort of let yourself warm up or let the other person kind of warm up. Just sort of like, okay, let's, you know, just like just head in, dive in head in first. But the thing is I feel that, you know, that was sort of like an aggressive kind of energy. That was very aggressive, and it sort of tended to sort of turn back on you, you know, in the wrong way. So now you're sort of like, let me take a different approach because obviously that approach hasn't been quite working quite well. So you are taking a different approach, and this approach is working for you, you know. So it's like keep doing the same thing, get the same result. Do something else, get a different result. So that's what you're doing. You're taking a different approach, and you're getting a different result and a better result at that. Okay, so it's like awesome. Congratulations to you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Anthony.
My pleasure. Thank you for taking my call, Cynthia.
No problem. Thank you. So listen, area code 914-338-0590. I see lots of people in the queue, but unless you press 1, you can't get a reading. So press 1 on your telephone keypad. Otherwise, I guess what we'll do is call it a day. We only have a few minutes remaining. So Reginald? Did you have a good time this morning?
I enjoyed myself. I am refreshed. This is a great way to start my weekend.
What time is it in your area?
Say that one more time.
What time is it where you are?
Right now, where I am, it is 6:13.
So it's a 2-hour difference.
Yeah, it's a 2-hour difference.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty early to get up because that's at 7, so you were up at 5 to be with us. Well,
I know, but this is refreshing. So, you know, it's like you guys gave me energy. I'm ready to start my day, which I really needed. So it's like I am thankful. I am grateful for everyone calling in. I mean, a lot of great energy, a lot of good energy.
Thank you so much for blessing us this morning. I totally appreciate it. And we're just going to go ahead and sign off. Dr. Reggie is not here, so I will. Oh, see, we got a reading, Jeff. This is the last one for the day, guys. Area code 410, you're on the air.
Ooh, this is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, you were squeezing in here, girl.
I swear, I know. I woke up and I go, oh, my God, I forgot.
Hey, we have Reginald Lewis in here this morning. You have a question for him?
Yeah. Hi, Reginald. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And you?
Not too good. I pulled my back out. I've been having all these, medical issues in the last few weeks. I was just wondering what is going on.
Okay, one of the first things that I keep hearing, and I know you're probably going to be a little resistant to it, I don't know why, but I just feel it, is that I'm hearing slow down. And you're kind of thinking, okay, maybe I haven't really been moving that too fast, maybe, but I don't know, that's the message I keep hearing for you, is it's kind of just slow down, you know? I feel like you're one of the people that, you know, not only your mind moves fast, but your body moves fast when your mind moves fast. And you're kind of like there and here, and then, you know, you're kind of like, you know, it's like you're kind of all over. So this is a sign. This is a message to say, slow down. Try to relax. So your body is going to start to heal. I know it's hard to relax when your body is in pain. Excuse me. But I feel that your body is saying, okay, allow yourself to heal. And in that process, allow yourself to relax. Okay, because your body is going through a change. All the stuff that you're going through, your body is going through a dramatic change. And so it's stressing and it's bending and doing all these things that you probably don't want it to do. But guess what? You know, it's sort of like a diamond. You know how diamonds are formed? Diamonds are formed under pressure. And that's what I'm sort of hearing from spirit to you. It's sort of like you're like this diamond right now. And you're being formed under all this pressure that your body is going through physically, mentally, and emotionally. Okay, so allow the process to take place, okay? So kind of just sort of allow yourself to absorb it, okay, so that you can go along your healing process and the healing process can accelerate. And then you're going to sort of realize that you're a new and improved person in the end. That's what I truly feel, that you're becoming a new and improved person physically, mentally, and emotionally. So it's like you're under the works. You're definitely being worked on. Okay, so allow yourself to be worked on and go with the flow of things,
okay? You know, I thought about that yesterday. That crossed my mind that, maybe it's a sign for me to slow down. Because,
there you go.
I'm always
confirmation.
Yeah, I know. I thought of that because I said, here I've been working on this spiritual journey for over a year, and it's like, go, go, go. What class am I going to take next? What book am I going to read? So that makes a lot of sense.
Awesome. I'm glad. But like
Thank
I said,
you.
You're like a diamond, so allow yourself to be slowly transferred. Let nature take its course. And in the end, like I said, you're going to be new and improved.
Good, good. How long is that going to take?
Well, how long do you want it to take? The more you allow, the easier and faster things go.
Okay, that makes sense, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Have a great weekend.
God bless.
Okay, I'm going to relax.
That's right. Be still.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Love you. Oh, my goodness. I just love the callers. I love our listeners. They're just amazing, amazing. Well, Reginald, thank you so much for joining us again. On web at lessonsforreading.com.
Thank you.